Coach, you made a waiver claim today on Christian Furlatak from the Victoria Royals. Tell me about the decision-making process there.
Well, there's a couple we've, with Merkley being out and Johnson getting injured, we felt that we needed some depth, around our team right now. And, the history with Furlatak is he's a real gritty player, that real good teammate, and I think that that'll fit in real good with our group.
Can you tell us if there's any update on the timelines for either of those guys, or is that still to be determined?
That's still to be determined. Yeah, we really don't know yet. Merck's going to see the doctor again this week, and Johnson, we have to get him. We've got to get an MRI for him. So, it's still to be determined, and we're not quite sure.
With Furlatak, he hasn't exactly had a lot of experience in the league as of yet. Just, a handful of games with Victoria before the situation came up for them where they made a claim on one player and had to send him onto the waiver wire. So do you think it's sort of undetermined what he can sort of bring to a team at this stage? It's hard to judge so short into his career.
Yeah, no, it's early, but he's he's a capable player that's going to come here and get an opportunity. And what they did out there on they picked up another guy, and they just they had a need on defense, so that's why they picked him up. But they really like the player. They're I've talked to both the coach and GM about him, and they're very happy that we got him and keeping him in the league. And it's good for these guys to, when they come over, they, they dedicate a lot to come over here. So it's good to keep him going in the league.
He has played for Slovakia internationally at the U-20s, at the U-18s, at the U-17s. So seeing that international experience and the fact that he's been given a chance to take on those roles with his country, he's a guy fairly highly regarded, I guess, in his home country. And do you feel like someone who can accept bigger roles if they come his way?
Well, we sure hope so. And we'll see. We'll see where that goes. But, yeah, we, even in the... when the Euro draft, we knew who he was, and then when Victoria got him, that was fine. But we knew this player a little bit, but he'll get a good chance here.
You mentioned him being a gritty forward. What else do you know about him? What are some things that we can expect from him as he hits the ice for this club?
Well, what I've heard about him, he's a real good teammate. He really cares about the game. He's very aggressive for, that's how he plays. He plays hard and he hits and he stirs it up a little bit. And I think he's got some offensive upside too. But he'll have to, with all these guys, you got to figure out the league and be around a little bit longer to really see what they can do.
Well, and right now where the holes exist for you with the injuries adding up is playing in the bottom six, isn't it? And so if you're going to bring in somebody, they have to be able to bring some energy and bring some grit, and you feel like he can do that?
Yeah. And that's what we feel that he's going to do, and that's where he's going to add. Our top six now, with Merkley out, it's pretty defined. Like, it's not, we got our top six is our top six, and then, our 9, 10, 11, 12, they're pretty similar, and they all play pretty hard, and that's what we need.
So talk about the way the team played this weekend. It was a very strong back-to-back team defensive efforts. How did you feel about it?
Oh, I liked a lot of things that we did, and, we talk about how we want to play, and we try to play that 1-0 mentality, and I thought the guys really bought in and are playing great. Like, when you play the game, and then after, when you look at it and you look at the video and you see where the chances are coming from, and it was good. We were solid in both those games, and that's how we need to play.
And it seemed like you got better games all throughout your lineup. It wasn't like, certainly your best players carried the way offensively for the most part, but you got contributions everywhere, and all throughout your lineup, guys were winning their shifts.
Exactly, and that's what you got to do. You got to win your matchup, whoever you're playing against. And we moved some players around, and I really liked. You know, we got some penalty problems. You know, in later in the game against Try, so it took away from our from some of the guys' ice time. But for the most part, you know, I'm pretty happy. We dressed 7D, but we're pretty happy with running four.
Landon Bowe with back-to-back shutouts. His stats are as good as anyone in the league right now, and I'm sure you had faith in him when you gave him the number one job. Did you think he could be where he is at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that last year too. He played a lot of good hockey for us last year, and you know we had E2 in front of him, but there was never a time when we ever questioned that we couldn't put him in there and he could win games for us. And I think you're seeing a lot of maturity out of him right now.
Going against Saskatoon tomorrow night, it's a team coming off the emotional high of their first win of the season. They're young. What do you expect from them?
Well, they got a taste of winning, and that's a key for them. They'll be feeling pretty good about themselves. When you win a game like that, you're doing a lot of good things right. They've made a lot of changes this year, and they probably have some good chemistry going right now with a good attitude. So it's going to be a very tough game for them. Every game's tough. It doesn't matter where you are in the standings or what their identity or what type of players that they have right now. They're putting a good team together now, and it's going to be tough.
I guess last thing, the plan for Ferlitak, is he going to be here shortly, and how do you plan to work him in? Do you want him in practice first? Sort of what's your thinking there?
Yeah, you know what, I haven't even talked to the kid yet, and we want to get him here and get him up to speed as quick as we can. Like we need the body, and we want to see him in the lineup and see what he can do.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.